The House of Representatives is expected to debate campaign finance reform this week. In April, the Senate passed the McCain-Feingold bill, which bans soft money donations. Shays Meehan, an almost identical bill, is coming up in the House, but it faces opposition from Ohio Republican Bob Ney and Maryland Democrat Albert Wynn, who have co-sponsored legislation that allows soft money but sets a limit on contributions. Critics of Ney-Wynn fear that it will peel away enough Republican votes from Shays Meehan to stop that bill from passing, while giving President Bush political cover for supporting a version of campaign finance reform. Congressman Ney joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good.
How does your bill differ from the Shays Meehan and the McCain-Feingold bills?
Well, Shays Meehan is really a reconstituted bill. And when it went through the committee, they sent a letter, Mr. Shays and Mr. Meehan, saying that it's a work in progress. So they changed the bill, and it has a $30 million soft money loophole in Shays Meehan. That's the 11th Amendment. So it's under a lot of fire right now. But basically, my bill with Mr. Wynn allows for voter registration by the states. We don't tinker with that. We think that the states ought to be able to do that as political parties. And it doesn't have a gag order on it, which Shays Meehan does. Shays Meehan, 60 days before an election, you cannot do radio or television. If you use a check written by a union or corporation, and in our bill, we still allow for freedom of speech under the Constitution. In fact, the ACLU said that our bill has a better chance of meeting constitutional muster. And we cap soft money, however. We ban it for the national political parties, so they can't use it for advocacy ads. And I think very important measure in the bill is the fact that we call for disclosure, that people, you know, have to say who's running the ad and how much did they spend. And I think that's you know, something that the American people have wanted. We do have a cap. Again, it's unlimited today on soft money contributions. We've got a cap on it. So I think we've got a good balanced bill, and that's why I'm happy to have Mr. Albert Wynn of Maryland on the bill.
Aren't there loopholes that allow far greater contributions?
Well, again, Shays Meehan has a $30 million soft money loophole. So neither bill is a true, quote, complete ban. And Shays Meehan has that huge $30 million loophole. So, you know, both bills, you know, one has a soft money ban, although it has a $30 million loophole. And then our bill has some caps and also restricts the two political parties from using it for advocacy ads on a national basis.
Your opponents say your bill's not reform at all.
Well, you know, the bill came out of the committee, and the ranking Democrat member, although he didn't support it, had said that it was a good alternative. And you know, Mr. Wynn coming onto the bill and the other people from the right or the left of the political spectrum supporting the bill, in fact, I think makes it a very viable bill, and that's why it's got some legs, and that's why it's going to be a close vote. Our bill is reform, but allows for freedom of speech, unlike Shays Meehan, which gags American people. And also, Shays Meehan throws the power into the hands of a handful of billionaires in this country who are going to be able to do what they want, but advocacy groups with millions of members are going to be gagged. So I believe we've got a good, viable reform bill.
And if it passes, it goes to a conference committee. What happens there?
Well, that's I think the best asset of our bill, the Ney-Wynn bill, is that if it goes to a conference committee, it's going to force good, true reform without gagging people in this country, without taking away their right of speech. And, you know, some people have said that this would be the death penalty for it if it went to a conference committee, but actually our bill, I think, will force people to sit and look at true reform without, again, gagging the American people. So I think we've got a viable alternative. Get out of a conference committee and head to the desk of the president.
Congressman, thank you. Congressman Bob Ney is a Republican from Ohio.